Welcome back to Community Voices on 91.9 UIS, NPR, Illinois. I'm Randy Eccles for the Community Voices team. We're excited to have another member of the community to introduce you to, Dr. Derek Robinson.
I serve as the Vice President and Chief Medical Officer here at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois.
Thanks for joining us today on Community Voices. You're a medical professional in a time that has probably been one of the most intense for everybody in the profession. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I think that the healthcare environment has improved a lot for healthcare workers from where we were during the height of the pandemic. I think we still have some challenges, and I think it's fair to say that most of us never expected that we would experience the pandemic of our lifetime, which we have, and it certainly has taken quite a toll on the healthcare community as well as the communities that we serve. We've got a resilient workforce, and we're doing our best to come back and work through some of the challenges that the pandemic has left us with. We do know that we continue to have a very rewarding and a very impactful profession that will give us the durability to continue to work forward, improving the health and vitality of our communities.
For an organization like Blue Cross Blue Shield, what was the pandemic like?
A couple of reflections that come back. One is looking at the significant amount of need across the state, that need not just from communities in terms of access to healthcare and individuals' concerns about their own health and their mortality, but also the significant impact that it had upon businesses in different parts of the state. You know, remember the shutdowns that we experienced that were necessary to mitigate spread of the disease until we could figure out what it was and how it spread and develop some mitigation efforts, which we're enjoying currently. We had to ensure that we were there not only for our communities, but also for businesses. We also had workforces that went from being in person to remote. And so we had to go through some of those changes and then work our way back from some of that as we've reopened. So I think there were many things that were similar. I will say that we were very happy to be a part of the recovery effort across the state, providing financial support, helping with providing masks to healthcare professionals during a time where we had PPE shortages, and certainly working to be a bit more flexible in terms of access to services that typically were not as readily available. And I would say telemedicine is one of those that I think we and other payers and providers work to bridge that gap for patients so that they could have access to their providers when folks were afraid to have that in-person contact. We've weathered many of those challenges, but I think we still remain cognizant of some of the economic challenges that we see both locally and nationally. We are collectively on better footing now than we were 2 years ago.
Currently, Blue Cross Blue Shield is seeing what in this post-pandemic phase?
More individuals have returned to care. There was a period of time during the height of the pandemic where only access to emergency care was the only care that was available, and preventive and urgent care was being deferred. So we've seen the use of care rebound from that perspective. We have observed that there have been some decline in immunizations, for example. And so we've definitely increased our Wellness Can't Wait campaign to help ensure that individuals are aware of the importance of immunizations, especially as we led back to school restarting in the fall. Then also other preventive services like mammograms and colorectal cancer screening, other routine things folks pondered whether they would do or not during the middle of the pandemic. I had those conversations not only with patients, but even with my own family members. And so we've seen significant improvement in those areas, but we still have some opportunity to do better. That's why education and informing individuals regarding the importance of prevention is something that's important.
Misinformation reached its heights during the pandemic.
It did.
One of the things that we heard about from the pandemic, it particularly impacted different communities, especially ones that may not had as much equity. And what do you think was determining how well people got care during the pandemic?
We've known for quite some time that there are major disparities or differences in how care is provided and differences in health outcomes across different subpopulations in our communities. One landmark report that comes to mind is the Institute of Medicine's Unequal Care Report that was published more than two decades ago. The pandemic rapidly shined a very bright light on the differences in access to care, differences in underlying health status across different communities. So when we look at the African-American community, the Latinx community, the Native American or American Indian community, we saw big differences in terms of hospitalization rates, illness rates, death rates from COVID, and not due to any biological differences with those individuals, but they had higher burdens of chronic conditions like hypertension, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, diabetes, and obesity. And so individuals with those conditions who also came down with COVID had a much higher rate of illness and death relative to communities that or individuals that did not have those conditions. And so when we look at the underlying disparity in chronic conditions in those communities, that told much of the story. But we also had differences in how testing was made available and early access to vaccinations. Part of those is directly related to some of the structural disparities that we have in our communities and in our healthcare delivery system. And so those things rapidly manifested themselves during the pandemic, and they did so in some of the most stark ways that we know, and that is when you see disparities in deaths, funeral homes that can't hold the bodies, you know, and just, you know, generations of impacted across families. So it was very significant. I think it was a clarion call, not only for our communities at large, because some of these challenges extend beyond healthcare, but certainly a clarion call for the healthcare system as well. And so we've had to redouble our efforts to understand the drivers of what we saw during the pandemic, some of the pernicious challenges that predated the pandemic, and figure out what our path forward is collectively to ensure that everyone has the best opportunity to achieve their best possible health.
How does a company like Blue Cross Blue Shield help address that issue? Besides the research part, which you can see the issue, but how do we deal with it?
One of the important roles that companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and others can play is really prioritizing our focus on those disparities. There are a lot of things that we have to focus on within healthcare as healthcare providers, and it's hard to focus on everything. So you go after those things that are sort of right in front of you or that have, you know, requirements around them or funding tied to them. And so we changed the conversation as we began to evolve our value-based care programs. For example, we not only pay providers for services provided, but we also ensure that that payment is connected to the quality of care and the outcomes that are achieved for our members. We began that work with a focus on equity and identifying disparities back in 2017. During the pandemic, we reimagined how we could take some of the lessons that we learned in our work with individual providers and groups of providers and leverage that in our hospital programs. And so we launched our hospital health equity pilot program, which really put in the not only in the framing of contract conversations, but reporting requirements and transparency, a focus on identifying disparities in care that are delivered, financial incentives for reducing those disparities, and then efforts to also ensure that we're making progress in diversifying the workforce. Because we have those relationships with provider organizations, hospitals, physician groups, and others across the state, we have the attention and the relationship that allows us to help move those things further along than they otherwise would if we were just waiting on the right time, the right window, the right additional bandwidth to do so. Outside of healthcare, it also requires investing in other things that impact the quality of health. The built environment, for example, do people have safe places that they can go and exercise? And so we've been investing in, as part of our national fitness campaign, in outdoor fitness courts. We did one recently in Springfield's Enos Park and other areas across the state. I think we did 5 last year. We've got 10 on the horizon going forward. Food insecurity is a challenge that impacts the health of communities. And so we've had some strong relationships with a number of entities like the Old State Capital Farmers Market, the Central Illinois Food Bank, the Salvation Army, and others, where we are join arm in arm with them to help ensure that healthy food is available in communities that have lower access to quality food. So there are a number of things both within healthcare and adjacent to healthcare that impact the health status of individuals and communities, where Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois can and has played an important role in trying to close some of the gaps in terms of not only chronic medical conditions, but also awareness of some of the things that individuals can do to improve their health and ensuring that the healthcare delivery system is better positioned to meet individuals and communities where they are with a focus on ensuring that equitable outcomes are a priority.
We're talking with Dr. Derek Robinson, a physician with Blue Cross Blue Shield, on Community Voices here on 91.9 UIS. Derek, I think I heard about a program on pregnancy, centering pregnancy, you're doing here in Central Illinois.
We formed a partnership with the Centering Health Institute back in 2021. Our aim was to help bring the Centering Pregnancy program to more communities across the states where our company Healthcare Service Corporation operates, and that includes Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. And so we've been working with several of our federally qualified health centers and Indian Health Services clinics, areas where we identified that there were disparities in infant health and maternal health, to bring centering pregnancy to those areas and subsidize the cost of that. We have begun to work with a clinic in the Peoria area to help stand up a new program around centering pregnancy. Centering pregnancy has a long track record of group prenatal education, and the outcomes of that have been that they've been able to reduce and eliminate some of the racial disparities that we've seen in infant mortality and maternal mortality. We targeted our efforts to help ensure that communities that have experience significant disparities in infant maternal health have access to this group prenatal pregnancy program. And it's just remarkable the work that is happening in these programs across the country. And we're happy to see them begin to stand up in Illinois. And our investment with them was over $1.5 million. And so we're working to stand that program up at clinics in communities across Illinois and across several other states.
One of the top indicators of someone having tough financial times, bankruptcy, is becoming ill. People are always worried about the value and how they get the care they need without having to spend all their income on it. How do you approach that?
That's an important issue. We talk a lot about physical health. Financial health is important, and financial toxicity is a real issue. We certainly, over decades, have seen healthcare costs continue to rise significantly. We saw those begin to plateau a bit, but we've seen them, you know, continue to rise a bit more. And especially, you know, here in the recent years, we've seen a lot of challenges with labor shortages connected to the pandemic and higher costs and supply chain issues globally and locally, as well as in consolidation. And so those things have certainly contributed to increases in healthcare costs. One of the things that we've done is to work very hard, both with our providers and with the staff that we have within our organization, to ensure that we're able to help insulate our members from some of those rises in cost. And so that includes ensuring that we're having value-driven programs and arrangements with our healthcare providers, that we're helping our members navigate the healthcare system. And we've got a pretty robust team of nurses, doctors, customer service advocates, and other professionals that are available to help them understand what some of their options are as they're contemplating treatments for various conditions. Those steps have allowed us to continue to provide products in every county across the state of Illinois, opportunities to expand access to telehealth, telebehavioral health, telemedicine services, just some of the other ways we're working to improve access. But cost is something that is a concern. We work very hard to try to ensure that we're able to minimize premium increases. And these are things that are important at the family table, where individuals should not have to spend all of their financial resources in order to stay healthy. It's also important for folks to think about what are steps that they can take. Prevention, I think, is very important, not only for all of us collectively, because when we invest in prevention, we invest in the vitality of our community. So people can be present at work, they can be productive at work, they can contribute to the financial health of their families. Having a primary care physician is something that's really important. That's a subjective and a objective process. People typically reach out to their friends and get referrals. Want to know about the bedside manner and access in terms of hours to a doctor. But also it's important to look at some of the objective things, quality scores, board certification, those factors. And we have that kind of information available in our provider finder for members of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Establishing a relationship with that primary care doctor is important as well, because that means you're going to share information with them when things are going well and when things aren't going well. It's important to also ensure that you have a family member that's there and is present with you. And I accompanied one of my uncles to a visit with his doctor over the Christmas holidays. And one of the things I noticed with my aunt, who was sitting next to him, she was taking very careful notes. So she captured his weight and temperature and everything that the doctor was saying. You need that second pair of eyes and ears there to help be an advocate for you. And then staying informed. So understanding where you are in terms of your mammograms, if that's appropriate, or colorectal cancer screening, immunizations, other factors like that. Because again, those things allow you to stay well. And ultimately, that's lower costs for individuals, lower costs for insurance company, lower costs for healthcare providers. And the last thing I will say on this note is individuals should ensure to take an action daily. So there are things that we can do every day to help improve our health and reduce the economic impact of being ill. So eating well, getting appropriate daily exercise in, taking care of our mental health, and getting good sleep is important too.
Talking about our resolutions for the year, and all those things are top resolutions for so many folks. Hopefully everyone can stick to them and have the benefit. We're talking with Dr. Derek Robinson of Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'd be remiss, Derek, if I didn't ask you about something that impacted Springfield pretty heavily here recently. There was a major provider here, Springfield Clinic. Suddenly, we weren't able to use Blue Cross Blue Shield. Do you have any insight that you can provide listeners on what happened there?
I haven't been directly involved in the negotiations related to that provider. There have been efforts that have been underway over probably the last year to reach an agreement to help ensure that our members in that area could have access to quality care at affordable prices with that provider. And so I believe that those conversations continue to go on. An agreement hasn't been reached there. But one of the things that I'm reassured of is that we do have very strong relationships with other hospitals, health systems, and providers in the Springfield area. And we have one of the strongest networks from a provider perspective across the state. And we've done some really interesting collaborations with some of local providers there, continue to have a very strong relationship there and continue to support having great access to care for our members in the Springfield area.
Big thing that people face when something like that happens is they don't want to have to switch their doctors. Any suggestions what they can do to try to keep their relationships with their doctors?
If there are members of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois who are contemplating a change in their primary care physician, they can certainly reach out to our team. We'd be happy to assist them with that. We also have a robust provider finder online directory where you can look up information with regard to providers and different specialties. And we're certainly willing to do whatever we can do to assist them in a transition process if they find themselves in that particular situation.
Thank you. Blue Cross Blue Shield helped us out in our recent fund drive with a challenge match, and that was much appreciated.
Great.
Thank you for helping enlighten people to how things are going right now in this post-pandemic moment as the health system's going. We're talking with Dr. Derek Robinson of Blue Cross Blue Shield. Thank you for being on Community Voices.
Randy, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.